League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Thursday, meatballs. We might be a day late, so it might be Friday, but welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome back, everyone. So I know everybody's been like, where's the Meatball Pod been? But we did have 4th of July as a dark week, and then Nicole's been back and forth to Canada like a crazy person, so she's exhausted.
Oh my God. I am dying, so I apologize, meatballs. When I got back, so I went to Canada twice for a little special project. I feel like all of you have seen it, but I can't really talk about it yet. But, it was just like a long flight to get there. It was connecting and literally been traveling all day just to get there. And then I do what I had to do there. And then I took a red eye home. So like the last week I went and I was just dead. I came home. I slept for like 2 days. Like, I'm not good. If I don't get like enough sleep and I don't like rest my body, I die. I just feel like my body's run down. Like, I still feel like shit. And I got back Wednesday morning. So it takes me a while to feel back to my normal self. So I'm so sorry that we missed you last week. But we're back and yes. We're here and we missed you.
Yes, we're back, meatballs. So I feel like I really haven't spoke to you because when I got back from Disney, you were leaving for Canada. So
I know. What the heck? Let's talk about Disney.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Disney was the best. I had the best time. The kids had the best time. I highly recommend the Polynesian. It was such an awesome, like, resort.
Oh, my God. Yes, because I never stayed there.
Oh, my God. The pool was amazing. The splash pad, the kids loved. And I have to say, like, I stayed at, a lot of the hotels. They had... So I stayed at Grand Floridian before, and then we stayed at Polynesian this time. And I always thought the Grand Floridian's fireworks from, like, watching the Magic Kingdom were great. But the Polynesian, if you, like, go night swimming after the park, you feel like the Magic Kingdom's fireworks are right above your head. It was, like, the coolest thing. I loved it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was a really, really great resort. But yeah, all in all, it was a great time. I feel like we did. I managed our time well. They got to see all the characters. We got on. I did like the lightning passes. But like,
oh yeah, definitely worth it, right?
Two of the parks, I did the ultimate one where you just can do lightning pass for every ride once.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely worth the money. Yeah. For Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom. The other ones I did normal, like just the normal lightning passes. But mm-hmm. those two. I did, because there's so many rides and the lines are so long, I did, like, spend the extra money for that. But, yeah, it was such a good time. We made so many memories, and I just want to go back. But
well, I know. And your outfits look so freaking cute.
Thank you.
I feel like you had the best Disney trip. I was so jealous.
Oh, my God. I had so much fun. And, yeah, those outfits were, like, the best. But I was so annoyed because three of the outfits never came that I got on Etsy. So two of them came, the ones that you saw that were like the tennis dresses with like the Mickey Mouses on them and
adorable.
Stuff.
Adorable.
So three of them didn't come, but I'm like, all right, well, we go every year, so I'll just save those for next year.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, they were so cute and they were breathable. So guys, and you could also find them on Amazon, not Disney ones, obviously, but they're these tennis dresses and they have shorts underneath and you tie the skirt and they are just so comfortable. They're so flattering. I mean, I feel like on anybody, like they hide your little fupa thing going on, or well, not a fupa, the belly thing, whatever.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So
yeah, they I think they call that a fupa. Yeah. Even though like a fupa to me is like the lower.
Yeah, but like whatever. Vagina. But,
like a fat vagina.
Like literally, they just made me feel confident. And
no, yeah. You look so good. And it curved your body perfectly.
And I like, just, we I had rain. Them. But like they dry so quickly. So like we got rained on in Hollywood Studios one day. And it was like I had a bathing suit on because it's like that material.
Oh, yeah.
So honestly, it was like it was great. I loved my outfits. But yeah, so Etsy, if anybody is going to Disney or just loves Disney, Etsy has those Disney tennis dresses. And then the Lilo and Stitch outfits for the family, I got on this website called PatPat. And they have so many Disney matching family outfits that are so stinking cute.
Oh, that is so freaking cute. I love the Lilo thing.
It's PatPat. They have so many, Nicole, if you like want your family to match. Mm-hmm. And or they just have really cute Disney women dresses.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had similar dresses from you, but I ordered from a different company. Let me see. And they were exactly the same.
And cozy.
It's called Kingdoms and Company, and it's like a small business, and she like brings out designs like every like 2 months. So she added oh my god, I gotta send you the website, because don't you go for the Halloween time too, or no? Don't you go with your family when Chris can't go?
We used to go December, but we kept coming home and getting sick after, and then missing Christmas, so we don't do that anymore.
Oh yeah, true.
So now we just do the summer.
So they drop like different themes. So they just dropped their Halloween collection, and it's so freaking cute. Like Halloween Mickey tennis skirts. They have bags, bucket hats, Kingdoms and Co. So it's kingdomsandco.shop.
I remember you sending me that.
Yes, they are so freaking good. And they have a pretty big following on Instagram. But like just all of her designs, like she custom makes them. So like you literally can't get it anywhere else. And it's just so cute. So shout out to Kingdoms and Co.
Yeah.
Us Meatballs love you.
And so I was at the hotel actually numerous times. So Meatballs, we love you. Not only were they like, oh yeah, we watched Jersey Shore. Like they were like, we listen to the Meatball Pod every week. Like I'll just be in the shower and putting you guys on. I'm like, oh, I love that.
Okay, do they? Because I always get like, even like with me and Joey's podcast, I feel like no one's like listening to us. It's just like
no,
a couple people.
I got
I'm like,
numerous.
Do people actually like us and listen?
They do. A lot of the moms were saying like, they were like, we like religiously listen to your podcast. I was like, really? I was like, thank you.
Fans.
Yeah, so people like the podcast, which makes me happy. Even like a couple was like, yeah, we'll be in the car and we'll throw you guys on. And I'm like, cool. Like, I love
Stop.
That.
We have friends.
Yeah, I was like, cool. I love that for us. That
yeah,
actually
always,
made
like,
me more
no
excited. I was like more excited like that people actually listen to the podcast. I was like, cool.
No, because I really thought it was just us bullshitting and no one's listening.
No, but yeah, I got a lot, actually. There was like at least like 10 people that said they listened to our podcast.
They so, like us. They really
yeah,
like us.
That made me happy. Shout out to you guys.
Thanks, booze.
But yeah, so anyway, moving on from Disney. I also, the last episode came on with Chris Remy's wedding, which was so cute.
Oh my God, how was it?
It was so cute. I know you weren't home to watch it, but
yeah, I died.
There was so you were so funny, like, you know, marrying them. It was just like it was a cute episode.
Yeah, so that was my first time marrying a gay couple, and I swear I'll only like marry the gays because that's just how I'm gonna do it. So
wait, it was cute. They called you
couple,
the gay pope.
Yeah, my first couple was like, I don't know, 15 years ago. It was my hairstylist, Bradley and Lewis. And it was just such a cute wedding. And I just didn't want to, like, mess anything up. So for their wedding, when they walked down the aisle, like, I did everything good, read everything. It was fine. But I forgot to tell everyone to sit. So everybody was standing the entire time. And I'm like, fuck. Because they told me after, they were like, you did so good. But everyone was standing the entire time. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then now Chris's wedding, I read everything that I was supposed to. I messed up a little because I had a little wine, but it was fine.
But they
it was
love
funny.
That. Like,
no, yeah,
Chris is-
but they missed reading their vows.
You didn't read their vows?
No, they were supposed to read their vows, and I totally skipped over that.
Oh my God, stop.
Well, yeah, which is like a huge part. And I was like, oh my God. Like he told me after and I was like, oh my God, do you want to like do it again? Like who cares? You can do whatever you want. It's your wedding. He was like, no, it's fine. I thought it was funny. I was like, no, the vows are the most important part. So I'm like, well, fuck me.
They were just, you know, Chris, he was just excited. He wanted you to be like your most authentic self. So,
well, I was, and I fucked up.
You did great. But yeah, everyone was like, wait, is that the guy that you guys met during the meatball day? I'm like, yeah, that was him.
Yeah, he literally got us in the car. Lives. I couldn't even freaking walk, and he was carrying me to the car.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's like, I should come on the meatball pod and tell them all about that day. I'm like, you know what? People probably think it's funny.
Yeah, you should. Because that was nuts.
Yeah. He probably remembers more than we do that day.
Oh, probably. Yeah. I blacked out.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Did you know over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies every year? And 48% of allergy sufferers have avoided social gatherings due to their allergies. That's crazy. That's where the next sponsor of this podcast comes in. This podcast is sponsored by Packagem. Owning a cat doesn't have to mean endless itching and sneezing. Yet, almost 20% of people suffer from cat allergies, and 3 in 4 people aren't happy with their current allergy solutions. Packagen's cat allergen neutralizing spray targets the allergens around your home that trigger your cat allergies and break them down so you and your family can live and breathe in peace. Cats groom themselves a lot, but did you know that their saliva is the main source of the allergens that trigger your cat allergies? So grooming means you're clean cat is now covered in allergens to shed around your home. Packagen's cat allergen neutralizing spray uses their patent pending whisker block protein to bind and neutralize allergens in your home. No harsh chemicals, no side effects, just spray every few days to keep allergens at bay. That's why 97% of Packagen customers feel relief and breathe easier around their cats. That's a big deal. As everybody knows, I have an outside cat named Furbean, and I love to cuddle her and play with her, and sometimes she'll come inside the house. And, you know, Chris is allergic to cats, but being I am spraying Packagen around the house, he is having so much less of his allergy, itchy eyes, and, you know, watery eyes. So Packagen has been absolutely amazing. And it's founded by a team of passionate scientists. Packagen has set a new standard in allergen management. Packagen's products are allergist recommended, vet approved, and PhD engineered to zap allergens with serious precision to deliver the results and safety you and your family deserve. So meatballs, you know, we have dogs and cats, and I love that Packagen also has a dog allergen spray too. So now we can breathe easy in our home with all of our furry babies. So meatballs, your pets aren't just pets, they're family. So get the relief you need with Packagen. Head to packagen.com/meatball and use promo code meatball for 15% off your order, plus an exclusive gift for all of our listeners at checkout. That's Packagen.com/meatball for 15% off, plus an exclusive gift. Make sure you use our promo code, meatball. One last time, that's Packagen.com/meatball and promo code meatball.
Speaking of blacking out, so July 4th weekend was so much fun. We were down the shore and I had the family over. And oh, so my manager, Antronik, you know Antronik?
Yeah.
So he wanted to do something different for the 4th of July. I guess we were supposed to go to Italy or something, but something happened and he was like, you know what? I'm going to come to the Jersey Shore for the 4th of July. And I had him stay in Belmar at like this beautiful bed and breakfast. And he had the best freaking time in Jersey. He went to all the places. He never had like a Taylor ham sandwich or pork roll, however you want to say it. So like all like the good food, like he never experienced in Jersey before because he never really been here. So He ended up coming over 4th of July for my party. And he was like, do I need to bring anything? I'm like, no, like, you know, my mother-in-law's crazy. She cooks, she does everything. Like, we are good. We have enough alcohol. Like, we're fine. He ends up bringing 12 bottles of rosé. And I'm like, oh, shit. So, but like not for us to like drink all day. It was just like, you know, to drink a couple and then I have some for the rest of the summer. Bitch, between all of the people that were at my house and me and Antrenig and his wife, we drank all the bottles.
Please stop it.
No, we drank all
so
the
So you blacked
drank,
out. You definitely
blacked out. Dina. And I was like, I felt so fine. Like, this is where, like, this is my red flag, my toxic trait. I feel like I'm okay. And I'm like, okay, I feel a little tipsy. Like, woo. And then all of a sudden, no idea what happens.
No, because then it starts going down like water.
Yeah, a switch just goes like, off. And then, yeah, and then I don't remember anything. I went to bed at 7 o'clock.
In the morning?
No, at night.
Oh, my God.
Because I was day drinking. So I woke up at 10. I woke up at 10 in hysterics. And I was like, like, where am I? What is happening? And I guess I just, I left everyone and just walked upstairs and went to bed.
Well, at least you were smart drunk.
I was like, I am tired. And
I feel like that's a Chris thing to do.
But I'm so upset. I missed all the fireworks because I woke up at like 10, so everything's like over.
Oh, my God. You missed the fireworks?
I missed the fireworks. But we stayed there for the next – so 4th of July was on a Friday. So yeah. Saturday, obviously, we stayed down and there was more fireworks, like, you know, people setting off the fireworks. So I didn't miss like a ton. But
yeah,
I'm just very upset. I don't like how that's my red flag because, like, what the hell?
Oh, my
God.
Like,
it literally comes out of nowhere. Like, why can my body just be like, girl – okay, you're good. Like, no. And I just have to keep having more drinks.
No, so yeah. Annoying. I know. I've been there. 4th of July, I wasn't because we were in Disney. So, like, I had some, like, drinks and then, like, we watched the fireworks. But I definitely was feeling good. But, you know.
What drinks were you having?
I really just drank wine. That was really it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were making me, like, during the day, if we were at the pool, they had like some fun like tropical drinks because it was at the Polynesian.
Oh yeah, you had the best drinks. So
like they did like a Dole. It was like a Dole Whip, and they put white rum in it, and it was oh my gosh, it tasted so stinking good. The Polynesian's like the only one that you could get the Dole Whip at that isn't Magic Kingdom. So yeah, I was like, oh, I have to get that.
Yum!
And it was so good. It was probably one of the best things I drank that day. It was so good. It tasted like a like pineapple, like ice cream. What is it called? Ice cream float, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Like a floaty. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good because they put like the pineapple, they put the Dole Whip pineapple, then they do the Dole Whip pineapple ice cream, and then they do the shots of the rum. And it was.
That sounds amazing.
Oh my God, it was so good. But then they could also do like the kids had it, just the Dole Whip ice cream. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was delicious. Delish. Just got to say. But I did get all of us got pretty drunk this past Saturday. Claire and her husband and then Nick and Liv came over and we did like all the kids played and then we did an adult. So the kids made like a kids club and we weren't allowed in their kids club. So they like were playing video games and doing whatever they did.
Oh, that's so cute.
We had snacks in there. And like CJ made like a thing like no parents allowed. I was like, whatever. So then us adults, we played like board games, but we were like getting drunk. Like all the guys were taking like shots of whiskey. Like us girls were just drinking red wine. And then the kids, we put the kids to bed. And then like, you know, we really were like, okay, they're sleeping. Like we started like really drinking. I remember like leaving, being done with the games. And then me and Claire were like, let's watch a movie. And we put on Sing 2.
Oh.
We put on Sing 2. And we probably watched it for like 2 seconds. And then we both looked at each other. Because I remember. So I guess I didn't black out, but I was drunk. And we both looked at each other like, we should probably go to bed. Like, we're sitting on the couch
watching Sing
2.
Yeah, just go to bed.
By yourself.
Yeah, just call it.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, we should probably just go to sleep.
Yeah,
weirdos. Like 1:30 in the morning. But that's something me and you would do.
Oh, totally.
Like, we'd be like, let's watch a Disney movie.
Yeah, because we're weird.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, it's time. And then I, like, crawled into bed.
I would put Coco on.
It did not feel good the next day. I'll be honest, the first time I noticed more hair in my brush, I kind of freaked out, but it turns out hair loss is more common than we think, especially as stress, hormones, and age start to take a toll. That's when I started looking for something that would work, something to support real long-term change. That's how I found Vegamore's Grow Plus Advanced Supplements. If you heard us talk about Vegamore before, you already know we're big fans. So Grow Plus Advanced Supplements are part of a breakthrough system in hair longevity developed by MDs and backed by rigorous clinical, placebo, and quality studies. The dual pill daily supplements targets the root causes of shedding and thinning. In just 30 days, users reported less shedding and visibly healthier hair with full transformation in 3 to 4 months. Each daily pill pack includes a hair growth capsule featuring plant-powered DHT blockers to help slow hair loss progression and reduce inflammation. The pill pack also includes hair vitamin soft gels, delivering a potent blend of vitamins A, C, D, E, B12, zinc, selenium, and more to nourish follicles, promote scalp health, and extend the natural growth cycle.
So what I really like about this product is that they make it so easy to combat hair loss. With the dual pill system, they're really honed in on how the body absorbs nutrients, and the fact that this has been clinically proven makes me feel like Vegamore really took their time to develop and test a product that will actually work. My hair has been thick, shiny, and just overall looks really healthy these days.
So Meatball, see real hair growth from the inside out with Vegamore's Grow Plus Advanced Supplements. For a limited time, go to vegamore.com/meatball and use code Meatball to get 20% off your first order. That's vegamore.com/meatball. Code Meatball. Vegamore.com/meatball. Code Meatball. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But yeah, adult game nights are fun. Do you ever do those?
Yeah, we do it down the shore.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I do love games.
Yeah. Scattergories, we played Taboo, which is like my favorite, where it's like the couples against each other. Or you could do like, you know, just like teams.
Mm-hmm.
Scrabble. And then we played this game. But by the time we played Celebrity, like you put celebrities in a thing, I was drunk. I was doing so bad. I was like, I hate this game.
What were you drinking though?
Red wine. But like you said, like, you know, but during the day I was drinking like Pinot Grigio. And then, you know, we had like one like mixed drink that was like kind of like a strawberry daiquiri thing. And then moved on to red. And then, you know, then the kids went to sleep and we're like, woo, drinking time. So then by the time the celebrity game, all of us were drunk by the celebrity game. But I was like, I couldn't think. I was like, I hate this game. This game sucks. Like a brat. I was like such a brat. I'm like, this game stinks. I don't know anybody.
Oh yeah. When you get like that, I'm like, yep, she's feeling it.
Yeah, I'm like, I hate this game. But I'm like so competitive. So like when I can't think and I'm not doing well, I get annoyed. I'm like, this stinks.
Oh yeah. Us meatballs like to win. We don't like to lose.
Yeah. We're big winners.
The worst.
Oh my goodness. So I did also want to talk about shows we're watching. So have you been watching the Love Island?
No, I refuse.
Why do you refuse?
Because it's going to take too much work. I have to start from the beginning and then I already know the result on who won. And I kind of want to be like the 1% minority that doesn't watch it, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's messy.
But you could tell me about it because I feel like I don't even need to watch it because it's all over the freaking internet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just messy. Like they're all like dramatic but it's just so funny to watch because like one day, and this is like typical to our show too. Like one day fans will like love one person, but then there's one bad episode of like one of these people. And then they're like, we hate this person.
Oh, like, that's our fans.
Dang. And I'm like, just watching, I'm like, I can relate. Like, I can relate. Like, the only
one
thing
bad moment and we get death threats.
Yeah. Like the, like, so like one day everybody was like, Huda's crazy. Huda's crazy. She's a psycho. She's so mean. Or like, you know, like she's mean to the Jeremiah. And then like another episode, Huda's the best. Huda is like the best thing. She's getting bullied. Like, I'm like,
you're all crazy.
I'm like, two episodes ago, everybody hated Huda. So it's just like watching from like another standpoint is just crazy. Cause I'm like, this is what happens with us. Like we'll have, but the difference is like they're live, right? So they don't see the backlash until they get out of it. So they're in They're in there for the bad, but then they're also in there for the good. And if they're good when they leave, then they're fine. It's like some of them were doing so good and like were fan favorites all the way into like the last three episodes. And then the fans hate them now. And now they're coming out to people hating them, not even realizing like probably like six episodes before everybody loved you. It's just crazy.
Well, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So they missed That's all like their good stuff. Yeah. It's like with us, we like live through the every episode online where they don't because they don't have their phones. It's wild.
Ours is annoying because like back in the day, like we would have like issues with like some people in the house. And in the moment, we're like, when it happens, it's just like, oh my God, like we're upset because we don't want to fight with each other, but like we have to deal with it. And then we finally get over it.
And then we have to watch it.
No, yeah, it airs a year later, and then you're going through all the emotions again. And then I get mad again. And it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, I don't know. It might be better to film the way they do because they miss all of the craziness and like they don't have to
And also, although, they're not going through it twice. It's just like, it's over.
Yeah. Although they are doing, I think the reunion, you should watch the reunion. The reunion, I think, is going to be real, real messy. Because none of them have seen anything yet. I don't know when it's airing. I have to look. Vinny's like really big. I'll have to text Vinny and ask him because him will sometimes like text back and forth. I'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe, because I'm like a couple episodes behind. So I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe like Chris said that to Huda. And he's like, yep, just wait. And I'm like, oh man.
Like Vinny should be there too, like co-hosting the reunion.
I can't. He wants to host it. He definitely wants to host it. He like does a whole like, he does all TikToks about it. Like, well, this is what just happened here.
I'm like, he's so obsessed with the show.
But I think the reunion is going to be like super dramatic, messy. So yeah, I'm excited for that. That should be fun. This week's episode is sponsored by Blissey. You guys know that we're big fans of Blissey here at the Meatball Pod. They've really been saving our hair and skin. In fact, here are some of the great features of Blissey's pillowcases. You'll see healthier skin and hair in weeks, and it's better than satin, which is made by synthetics, is rough on your hair and skin, and is cheap for a reason. Blissey Silk has anti-aging properties, which reduces fine lines and wrinkles over time. It eliminates frizz, preserves hairstyles, and protects color treated hair. It's dermatologist tested and recommended and clinically proven to not clog pores unlike cotton. Not to mention, it's antibacterial and hypoallergenic. And with summer here, it's been getting hot, which is no problem for us because Blissey's pillowcases are naturally cooling and breathable. This promotes better sleep. Not to mention, they're easy to care for and machine washable.
So I love my sleep. Us meatballs love our sleep. And I definitely hate when I feel hot in my sleep. I don't want to be a hot sleeper. So I feel like using the pillowcase, and I got it for Gigi too, but it's been a lifesaver for not having a hot sleep, and I'm nice and cool throughout the night. Also, my skin feels amazing, and I've just been getting better sleep with Blissey. Plus, my hair and skin, like I said, I feel like it's been looking a lot better since switching over. So we definitely recommend Blissey to you meatballs.
So meatballs, because you're a listener, Blissey is offering 60-night risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissey.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball and use code meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. Other new shows came out.
Dexter came out.
The Summer I Turned Pretty just started.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
For people that love like rom-com stuff. And then Big Brother is another one that just started. You know, me and Chris watch that every year.
Yeah.
We enjoy that.
Well, yeah, Dexter is amazing. I think new episodes come out every Friday. So today, new episodes on Paramount. And it's so freaking good. It's like they never they never stopped. And he doesn't age, I swear to God. And nobody ages on that show. But it's just so freaking good, like, the way they started it. And then Harrison, Dexter's son, the way, like, he's, like, evolving right now. Like, it is a fucking 10 out of 10. Everyone, like, nobody's saying anything bad about it. Because obviously, you know, as time goes by, like, it's been, like, I don't know, 10 years. I don't even know how long. But it's just like, okay, are they still going to have it? Is it still going to be a hit show? Like, you know, you're worried that it's, like, not going to be the best like it was. And yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. As a fan, I am freaking satisfied. I am happy. I'm, like, sitting on the edge of my seat for the next episode. So, Dexter, you guys did a great job. I am very pleased.
Amazing. I love that. I love that. I love when shows come back and they're just as good. Oh, you know, yes. Just like our show, yeah. Duh.
Just like our show. We are perfect. And then I just watched the new documentary about the murder of the college kids.
Chris was watching that.
It's called One Night in Idaho, and it's on Prime, I think I was watching. Yeah, Amazon Prime. I actually was watching it this morning in bed because I was so tired.
Chris watched it.
No, yeah, it's so fucking sad. And I know the guy, they had a trial or whatever, and they didn't even get to the trial because he, like, confessed and said, yeah, I did it, but, like, don't kill me in jail. I'll just rot in jail. Which, you know, obviously everyone was mad about because they didn't go through the trial of, like, finding out, like, why he did it or, like, what was the reason or, like, any information about it. The poor parents. It's just, like, and then I feel weird because I'm, like, did he really do it? Like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Why would he admit it?
Because he didn't want to get the death penalty. He didn't want to get killed.
What makes you think he didn't do it?
I don't know. I guess I haven't, like, read up on the case enough to, like, see the evidence. That's why, okay, like, after this, I'm going to binge, like, the documentary about, like, actually him and the evidence. So I don't really know, like, the full details. But okay, for him to, like, just confess like that out of nowhere, I was like, ugh. But he's probably saving his ass. That's why he did it.
Most likely.
It's fucking disgusting, though. Those kids were so young. They were good kids, too. Like, in the documentary, it says, like, how nice everyone was, and they included everyone. And they were just, like, they were good kids. They weren't, like, you know, bully assholes. And they were just, like, really good kids. They were brought up good families. And then, out of nowhere, a week into school, they're freaking not here anymore. So sad.
Oh, I hate that.
And then I didn't know that one of the boy that died, he was a triplet. So he went to his other two siblings were at the same college. So they were all at the same college together, like, enjoying the college experience together, like, same school. And then the poor siblings had to go over and hear that he was killed. It's just, ugh, it really made me upset today. It actually ruined my day watching that.
Yeah, I can't watch that. If I'm in the mood, like, if Chris is like, do you want to watch something like that? I'm like, all right, well, maybe. At the time, it's just like, yeah, it's like.
It's I'm just like your biggest fear as a parent. And I'm already neurotic. Like, you know, I've been getting tics because I pray every single day that, like, nothing ever, you know, terrible happens to my children and they're just safe and, you know, they just live a long, beautiful, healthy life. And I literally pray.
I say the same stuff.
I'm not kidding. I pray like 20 times a day and I kiss my cross and I like pray to, I like look to God and put my arms up in the air. Just like, I can't deal. I just, it's very scary being a parent nowadays.
It really is. Talking about that. One day I was talking to Jesus in CJ's room, and then the next day, I told you about this, how his Bible was out.
Yes, see, listen.
Chris's Bible.
Yes.
And Chris had pages ripped out, but they were put in, but it was open to that page. So I was like, let me read it. And I read it, and all of a sudden, the last words were, if you talk to Jesus, he listens. And I was like, this is so crazy because last night I was in here talking to Jesus about, like, my family and, like, you know, like, just there was a lot of weird, crazy things going on in the world. And I was just like, please, like, make sure we're all together and, like, just talking to Jesus. And and then that was the story in the Bible. If you talk to Jesus, he listens. I was like, oh my God. And I was like blowing up kisses to Jesus. Yeah. Like, I'm like, thank you. Thank you for the sign. I needed this.
What the fuck? I want a sign, Jesus.
I thought it was just the craziest thing. Like, it was crazy, but I really truly believe he like sent me a sign like everything's going to be okay.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
But yeah, crazy things. Crazy things going on in the world.
Crazy things.
Like the freaking Yellowstone volcanoes. Everybody's like, the animals are evacuating. I'm like, what is happening? What do you mean that?
Oh, yeah. So are evacuating? Some people are saying this is normal. This is what they do. Others are like, no, it's going to fucking explode. And if it does explode, we're actually in the safe zone. It's not great.
I heard it. There could be like a something winter like that. Will be a door. I don't know. People are crazy. I'm trying not to see that stuff. Like, honestly, a lot of my TikTok right now is Disney stuff. And like my algorithm's pretty good right now, which is nice.
Oh my God. Same though.
So I'm same. Like, good, let's keep it here. But then, like I said, like, oh wait, one of my things was crazy. My algorithm. And I actually am like really invested into this story. Have you seen it? How the one lady brought an antipasta salad to...
Oh my God, Z. That's my number one story.
This other lady's house? That was... Bitch. This whole thing is so wild to me. And that the antipasta lady needs to get a lawyer because there is just so... They're trying to like ruin her.
Oh yeah, they're trying... So the police department there is corrupt and they're threatening her with the chief of police to go over.
Let's try and explain to our meatballs because some of them might not know this story. Oh my God,
you guys, I've been so invested in this the past week.
Me too. And like, I feel like most of them will know, but if you don't have TikTok and this hasn't passed through your algorithm yet...
Get your shit together.
This lady just moved into this new small town and... Her son made friends with this little boy. The mom says, it's July 4th. Why don't you guys come to this party? You know, she invites them. Wasn't at her house. It was at one of her neighbors. But, you know, she was like, okay, she invited
me. No, it was family. It was family.
It was her family?
It was her family's party, yes.
I don't know if it was the actual girl's family.
She said it was her mother-in-law.
No, that was the girl that owned the house.
No, but I think... It was family, she said.
I don't know. I have to look into it, but I don't think the Samantha girl that invited her, Nicole, was actually family. I think it was like one of the neighbors. So anyway, she goes to the house and she walks. She texts the girl, Samantha, and she's like, listen, I brought the antipasta. I'm making a beautiful antipasta salad from my garden, from her garden. And she makes this beautiful salad and she's like, great. See you then. Nicole, the antipasta lady, goes to the house that, you know, the girl invited her to.
It was a beautiful antipasta salad, by the way.
Beautiful antipasta. Like,
I would have dug into that. Like, yeah,
I would have tore that shit to shreds.
Yes, bitch.
The meatballs would have ate the shit out of the antipasta salad. Uh-huh. So she goes to the house, brings the antipasta. She has the antipasta salad. So she goes inside to place down the antipasta salad. And she's just being, and people are nasty. The girl, the Stasia or whatever, that owns the house is like nasty.
She looks like a Regina.
Yeah. Jake, the husband, comes in, doesn't say a word to her, gives her a dirty look, then goes out, sends his mother in. That is nasty. He's like, how dare you not like introduce yourself? And it's just nasty. And they're like, we thought your son was staying, but, or we thought you were just dropping off your son. So basically she was not welcome. Her son was welcome, but she was not welcome. They were super nasty to her. So she was like, you know what? I'm leaving. She leaves. She does a TikTok. Stassi and them see the TikTok. And then they start threatening her. So this has just been going on for like the last
week. With the law enforcement.
Yeah. They're like, we saw you the TikTok, blah, blah, blah. Like they outed themselves because she never said their name.
Yeah. They're like, you don't know who you're messing with. Like you just moved to this town. You have no idea.
They're like, they know everybody. Like, watch your back. Like, they start bothering the son. The son starts getting bullied by, like, other kids in school.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. That's when I'm going to stab someone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you can tell this lady. This lady she's like a nice soul. I actually follow her now, the Antipas lady, because she like shows everything from her garden and like,
and then she keeps
having updates. She's like, yeah, like we just got a call that people think that my husband is threatening the sheriff's office, but clearly it wasn't her husband. It was probably them. So they're like trying to like bully and scare this lady. I feel like out of the town. It's getting, honestly, I feel like this is a documentary waiting to happen.
Oh, literally. I feel like, God forbid, there might be like something bad happening. I don't know.
I really hope. That's why I'm like happy for this lady that she has such a big following now because of this.
Yeah, because if something does happen, they know it's going to be them.
Right. And like clearly that little town is, this kind of reminds me of the Karen Reed, like not really, but like the corrupt town.
Oh, yeah, you know, with the cops and everything, 100%. Yeah, so the lady, like, Stassi, was that her name, Stassi?
Stassi,
yeah, she lost her job. Her TikTok is getting attacked. Her last TikTok was saying, like, oh, everyone's bullying me, like, stop, like, this is not what happened. My favorite thing about this case. But I love how she went viral with it. Because she called them out and obviously they can't take it. But the funny thing about this one is all the AI and all like the people acting out what actually happened.
The Antipas
fucking hysterical. Like they're dressing up as the lady with their Antipas and she walks in and she's like, I brought Antipas for you guys. And the guy's like, who the fuck are you? Get out of my house.
Yeah, like get the fuck out of here. But
get
you're
the fuck out. And they throw the Antipas in the friggin' garbage.
But then there's another girl that's going home. And she's like deep, like, because there people are bored. She's deep diving into this couple and like the mother and the son and the lady. And I guess like they're like, she's like saying like there's like things like that, there's like pedophile stuff going on. I don't know.
Oh, but she's
like deep diving into these people's personal life to show like they have bad intentions. So that's like, so this story just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Like they should have just shut up and let this woman like just cry on TikTok about being kicked out of a party over the whole thing, because they outed themselves and now people know who they are and people are like, she got fired from her job. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like finding.
She tried to do an apology video, and that was fucking bullshit. Like that made you look even worse, you moron.
You guys just have to go on TikTok and look up this entire story.
Look up Antipas Kate.
Yeah, seriously. And they keep going. My other favorite thing about this is they keep going on all the families' like TikToks and putting the Antipas salad, like the picture of it.
Oh, I know. It was beautiful.
It really was a beautiful Antipas.
And the only reason why we know what it looked like was because she did a TikTok showing how she made it. Because she was like, oh, all you guys, like, you want to see how I made my my Antipas salad? And she did a TikTok, and it looked freaking bomb. Like, she knows how to make it.
Oh, yeah. She's a good cook, this lady.
I think we should try and get her on the show.
Yeah. Antipas salad lady, Nicole?
I mean, can she come over and talk about what happened?
Yeah, I think we should have her over.
Let's DM her and see if she answers.
Yeah, you DM her. You have more followers.
Yeah, you DM her too, though.
Okay, we'll both DM her.
Yeah. You're like, do you want to come on the Meatball Pod?
She's probably like, who the fuck are they?
Well, whatever. We're on your side, bitch. Come over. Yeah.
Be like, let's get your story. Watch. And then Stassia and her husband and mother-in-law are going to try and kill us.
Oh, please. Bring it on, bitch. I'm not scared of you. Yeah. Wait, and then talking. So when you first listen to this from her perspective, what's the girl's name, the Antipas lady?
Nicole.
Nicole, yes. So when she first does the TikTok of explaining what happened, in my mind, I was thinking, all right, this is like a beautiful home. Like it's, you know, in the cul-de-sac, it's just, I was picturing a mansion.
I was too.
And like
too.
A beautiful backyard. And then they show the fucking house.
And it was.
Like, listen, I'm not like making fun of the house, but because my house looked like that growing up. But I just, the way she was describing it, and like your imagination, you're thinking of like these rich families that are like stuck up. Yeah, and it's like, get the fuck out of my house, like that type. But then you see it and you're like, oh, I was not expecting that.
Right. Like her Antipas out was the nicest thing in that place. Like, what?
Literally. So for you to act like that to your guests, like what?
Well, that makes you think what else was happening in that house that, you know, they didn't want her in there. And literally all she was doing was dropping the Antipas salad inside.
Yeah, they were like, get out. Go in the backyard. Who are you?
I mean, in all seriousness, though, it is. He was like, well, I thought that you were just dropping off your son. Why in the fuck would this lady drop off her son to a party of people she doesn't know? Except for one lady.
No, absolutely like, not.
Yeah.
And they're
young.
Sense.
It's not like they're like teenage kids, they're young kids. No, I would be going too, crazy person. What, like, that's also weird.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I'm not dropping my kid off to strangers, freak.
Yeah, so that was also weird. Like, something weird is going on with those people.
Well, so,
yeah,
shit will come out.
You should get her on, Nicole Antipasta Salad Lady. If you're listening, we want you on the pod.
Yes, please. Everyone, all the meatballs, reach out to her.
But
and for homework, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, get right with it. Like, make sure you go on TikTok and understand what's happening, because if we do get her on the show, you guys need to know exactly what's happening.
Yeah. And also, if you can make your antipasta salad, thank you.
Oh my god, yeah, can you send it to us?
It just looks so good.
Oh my god, I would eat that right now.
I'm in the mood for it now.
I know, I think I'm gonna order it from somewhere.
Had all the meats and all like the balsamic glaze and the vegetables from her
garden. Right when she did the glaze. I was like, this girl knows what she's doing.
They didn't deserve her garden vegetables.
No, they didn't.
At all.
Oh, I'm glad we're on the same page with that.
Yes.
Right when you brought that up, I screamed.
I know.
It's like, oh my god.
Before we go to meatball questions, there's a couple other things that I had on my list that I want to talk about. Oh, which I think you'll think this is cool. My brother-in-law, we're sitting at the table and goes, you know what show I just started? Vampire Diaries. I was like, shut up. I was like,
that was random.
I was like, do you want to come with me to my Vampire Diary exhibit?
Oh, good. See, now you have a friend to go with.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was like, I have to see if like what the pricing is. Cause I would feel it's expensive.
The pricing, just hit them up.
I
mean,
yeah. I would. And also I would just pay for him anyway.
Well, yeah, but like hit up like the people and be like, can I meet them like backstage and hang out with them? I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
You're Tina from Jersey Shore. Like what?
I hate doing stuff like that. I get nervous.
I know, but like that's like if it was Roswell, I would hit them up. I remember, so Roswell was like my show and I ended up buying tickets to meet them in Austin. But like I also hit up the managers and I was like, can I meet them backstage? But they never answered me. But I paid to meet Roswell.
Yeah. And now I have somebody that'll go with me, which is nice.
Yeah, there you go.
And I did know, like, my sister-in-law is watching too. So,
oh yeah, so you're gonna have a full group to go with.
Yeah, I have friends.
Yep, you have friends.
Poor Chris, they were over, not the game night. Another night we had like dinner, and I was like, do you guys want to just sit on the couch and watch some Vampire Diaries?
God, Chris was like, go away.
He was like, no, we did though. We all sat on the couch and we watched Vampire Diaries. And Chris just like sat there like, cool.
I can't.
I'm like, you got to get into it, Chris. That's it. That's it. And then another really cool show I started was We Were Liars. You would like it, Nicole.
Oh, what's that about?
So I think it's a book. It is a book. But so it's about like these kids, like something happened to this girl and they're trying to, she got amnesia. Oh my, can't. So I'm lisping a little because I just got my Invisalign back on because I'm an idiot and I forgot my retainer on vacation and my teeth shifted. So I'm back on Invisalign, people. If you have Invisalign, you have to wear your retainer after.
No, no, you sound good though.
So this girl, they find her on the beach, and then it's kind of like flashbacks because it's like showing like the summer that it happened, but then it goes back to like now where she is, how she has amnesia and she doesn't remember everything and people are hiding things from her and she's trying to figure out what happened to her because nobody's telling her the truth and she keeps getting kind of flashbacks. So you would like it. It's good. It's really
new?
Good. Yeah. So it's on Prime. I'm on episode 3.
I feel like there's another show like this because it sounds very familiar.
It's really good. I'm excited to like watch it tonight. But yeah, so that's all I have. So I don't, oh yeah. And my kids want to start YouTube channel. I can't.
Oh, that'd be cute.
So I don't know. I'm back and forth because I see like good ones, like ad, like A is for Adley and like the family's involved and stuff. And it's very like, you know, it's like they do family stuff. So like,
yeah,
they,
it's really cute. It's just a lot of work. I would hire someone.
Yeah. So I'm like, so CJ loves Adley and he's like, I want to do this. I want to like have a YouTube channel with my family. So now they're like, video us. We're going to be opening like, cause they're like do reviews on, they want to do reviews on stuff. And then they want to like, if they have a funny saying, they're like, video me. I want to tell everybody. So they're like, hey guys.
Like, yeah. I did that for Giovanna. When Giovanna was probably CJ's age, she wanted a YouTube channel and I started it. And she wanted to review like toys and stuff. She was like, hey guys, welcome to my channel. Make sure you like and subscribe. I'm like, what are you saying? It's like, how does this girl know it?
That's what they want to do. And they like love like doing the box openings of like Lanky Box and stuff. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe we'll do it. But I also don't want it to be like Ryan's World where like now this kid is like 15 and still doing like, and I feel like it's like it's more the parents now forcing him to do it, you know.
Oh yeah, well, but he's also a bajillionaire.
Yeah, so I feel like the parents kind of still force him to do it though, which I don't want like that.
No,
but yeah, so who knows, so maybe the Buckner boys will get a YouTube channel soon, we'll see.
Love them.
Yes. Hey guys. I'm reviewing this ice cream. I'm like, okay.
Welcome to my channel.
It's so stinking cute. All right. Do you want to get to some meatball questions?
Yeah. Did you get any? I saw you posted.
Yeah. So I got some and then we have some from the phone number. Okay. So I got this one. So this lady, she actually lives a town over from me. Her name is Shanna Atir. She's... Her 16-year-old is having a sweet 16, and she wrote me a letter in the mail, and I got it. And I thought it was really sweet. So I actually, she was like, hey, she would love to, like, get a card. So then I found her on Instagram, and I just made a video for the daughter instead, and I sent it to her. And she was like, thank you so much. So she actually just sent one. And it goes...
That's cute.
Yeah. I was like, oh, the letter was super sweet. She listens to the Meatball Pod.
How old
so
is she?
She'll probably hear this. She has to be probably our age, and she was maybe a little older. She has a 16-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh, how cute!
Yeah, so she she wanted me to write her a card. So I was like, you know what? Instead of a card, let me just find her on Instagram, and I'll make a video for her. So I did that.
Very cute.
But anyway, she wrote in, she said, what is something you would recommend to someone that is a first-time mom that you absolutely loved or needed to have that helped you or absolutely didn't need at all? I feel like we had this question already, but we could retell her. My niece is due in November and my daughter-in-law is due in February, both first-time mommies. I want to buy them something that will be helpful. And Nicole, I guess she wrote you a letter too. Also, can I ask Nicole if she got my letter? So she might, if not, it's fine.
Oh yeah, I don't think so.
She must have wrote you a letter.
Honestly, I do have a pile of letters. When Gianni like sees a fan letter, he puts it on my desk on the side and I literally have a pile. So she might have, I just didn't get to it yet.
Okay, so yeah, she probably wrote you a letter too. So cute. Anyway, I think one of my favorite things was the owlet. Especially when the kids were sick, because it can monitor their heart rate and their oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved the owlet. you put it on their foot. I also really loved, I loved wearing my kids. So I loved the things that you could wear them with, because it was just easy. Anything for you, Nicole?
Trying to think what I love. So the one thing that I did love was like that, I forget what it's called. It was like a little like rocking chair thing, but then it got recalled because children were dying in it. So I don't recommend that, but it was a lifesaver for me. Like my kid was fine. But yeah, that's, I'm not going to recommend that anymore because it was recalled. But the pacifier. So my pacifiers, my kids love them. And it was, the pacifier with the stuffed animal on it. I think it's, let me Google it right now because I'm buying a thing. Hold on 2 seconds. And they would like, they love the pacifier because it was kind of like the one from the hospital that they like jumped on immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have the stuffed animal on it. So it's like they snuggle with it. It's easy for them to like pick up and put back in their mouth. Oh, it's the Philips Avent Soothe Snuggler. Snuggle.
The one thing I have to say about those, I learned it while I was like doing dental assisting and stuff. Once they get teeth, you have to pull it from them because any pacifier, but because it's so heavy because of the stuffed animal, it will pull their teeth out.
Oh, good to know.
Like push them out.
Yeah, my kids had no problem. Yeah, but
more than a normal pacifier.
They love that pacifier. So anytime I do a basket for like my friends having babies, I always put one of those in there because my kids just loved it.
Yeah, and mine loved just like the blankies that were stuffed animals, like the security blankies. Actually, CJ still has his and still sleeps with it.
Cute.
I know. Okay, next question. This is from an Instagram, JT72386. Does it say their name on it? No. Oh, Julie72386 gave us two questions. One was, if you weren't famous, what careers could you see yourselves in? I would say event planning for me. I think I would be good at event planning.
Yeah, I think I probably would have invested in a store. I always wanted to open a store. So I think eventually I would probably get to that.
Next question. Nicole, how was it growing up as an only child? I have a son and feel guilty. I can't give him a sibling.
Sucked.
So
I always wanted a brother or sister to hang out with because all of my best friends had brothers and sisters. I was like the only child. So I was always jealous that I didn't have that like connection or that growing up. But then like as I got older, I was like, I'm actually like fine with it. It was amazing because I was my parents' number one. Everything was about me and I wouldn't have it any other way. Like I would honestly be jealous if they did eventually, you know, give me a brother or sister. So I think growing up, it sucked, but then once they get older, they appreciate it.
Yeah. So I actually, even though I do have a sister, I didn't know I had a sister until I was seven. So from when I was little to seven, I grew up as an only child. And I feel like, you know, it was more hard on my parents because they always had to play with me, you know?
No, yeah. I always wanted someone to play with.
Yeah, I always just wanted someone to play with. But, you know, my parents were great by keeping me occupied and making sure like I had friends over or they played with me. I was always occupied. So if you know, as long as you like, you know, are very hands on and, you know, play with them and keep them busy, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I lived at my best friend's house basically.
Oh my God. This is so funny. From Deanna Rodriguez on Instagram. Hi. I was wondering if you guys heard about the antipasta lady.
Stop!
That was
for
the July.
See?
Yes. We just talked. Yep. We're going to try
to her on. I'm going to message her right now before I forget. What's her name again? Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole. And I think her thing is like, it's something about her garden or like.
No, yeah, I need her handle. Shit.
I have it. I'll send it to
Antipasta
you.
Antipasta salad lady.
It's so funny.
She's literally famous. I can't.
Oh my God. That's girl. So funny. That was one of their questions. Okay. Here's one from Chase.
I found her.
Good. Message her and then I'll message her. From Chase 888. What is your best advice for making strong friendships like you guys have when no one my age 20s can put their phones down and be in the moment. Just a meatball trying to find other meatballs to dance and be a good time with. You just have to find your people that are on the same page as you, that, you know, they're always going to be honest with you. They're always going to feel comfortable with you. Someone that you could just like let your hair down with. Someone you just feel super comfortable with and someone you feel like is on the same page, I feel.
Wait, what was the question? Sorry, I was messaging the Anna Paz lady.
What's your best advice for making a strong friendship in your 20s since no one can put down their phones anymore? I just want a meatball trying to find other meatballs to dance with and have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just say what you said. And someone that you feel cozy with. And see, I know, like, I'm cozy with a friend if it's just me and that person. And, like, we don't have to, like, talk 24/7. And we can, like, just cuddle and sit in silence and it not be awkward. That's when I know, like, we're good. Like I'm cozy with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. Okay. Victoria Ashley wrote, not a question. Just wanted to say thank you for being inspirational and amazing, especially about your body images. Oh, love you for that, Victoria. Always feel comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah. We're not trying to be skinny minis here. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. We're curvy. We're curvy over here.
Always been. Don't care.
Okay, this is from Carol Levette 13. What is your favorite ride and Nicole's favorite ride in Disney World? Oh my gosh, this is hard.
Easy.
So for me, this year I was so excited because CJ was tall enough to go on the Tiana's, what is it called? Tiana's Bayou, which used to be Splash Mountain.
Yeah, wait, and wasn't that so much longer?
It was so pretty. I loved it.
It was like a 5-minute ride.
So me and CJ went on that. And then Cameron was finally tall enough to go on Slinky Dog in Hollywood Studios. So I would say for me just this time, because like I was so excited that they were able to go on these rides that they've always wanted to, was probably Tiana's Bayou and Slinky Dog. But then also I loved going on the Seven Dwarves roller coaster with everyone, my entire family. Oh, wait. And then I do have one more. In Star Wars World, it's like Star Tours or something. Me, Chris, CJ, and Cameron were able to go on it because Cam was finally tall enough. And it was funny because Chris was like the driver. It's like simulated ride. And
Really? Yeah, I felt disgusting on it.
We had like a lot of fun. I was like in the back. They were like yelling at me to push buttons. It was just like a fun experience.
Oh, so you were the one that was shooting?
No. So the boys were shooting. I was like the mechanic in the back that kept like breaking. They're like, you have to push the buttons. I'm like, I'm pushing the freaking buttons. But it was like a fun experience with like Chris and the boys because Chris was driving, the boys were shooting, and like I was the mechanic in the back, like trying to fix the freaking aircraft. So it was fun.
Yeah, I love Avatar Flight of Passage because I'm a huge Avatar fan. Oh, love James Cameron.
Still not able to get on that.
So every time, I do it by myself. Every time I go on there, it's my favorite freaking ride. Actually, last time I did it, Giovanna and Lorenzo came, and they loved it. They thought it was like real. Like they were. It actually feels like you're flying the dragon. So that is by far my favorite ride. I wonder when they're gonna update it though, with Avatar 2, because it's all water. So I don't know when they're gonna do that. But and then Slinky Ride because that's my kid's favorite. So we go on it.
So fun.
Yeah, we go on it at least 3 times, the Slinky Ride. And then my big rides that I love, I do love Tron. And I love, what's it called? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
The best fucking rides ever. Guardians of the Galaxy is the best ride ever.
I've never been on that one.
Hands down. Love it.
So, right, like, certain ones we can't go on because neither of my kids are tall enough. But
oh yeah, I guess I'm an asshole. I just leave my kids.
I did do one Avatar ride, which was so beautiful. It was like the river one where you just like sit and you go through the river.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it's like you're on Pandora.
All right. Yeah, my kids just got back from ice cream with grandma, so I am going to hop off.
Oh well, thank you, meatballs, for listening and I can't believe that we have listeners like that much. Like, I'm so happy that you guys listen to us.
I was so excited.
Again, we are sorry that we missed you last week. I was dying. But we're back and we love you, and make sure that you know everything about the Anapas salad lady, because we are going to try and get her on next week. And if we get her, I'm going to be screaming. But if not, we'll keep trying. But have a great weekend, meatballs. We love you. And we did it, D.
Let's get sauce.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.